Happy Friday to you, and I hope you have a lovely weekend ahead. Today, as we move on to our teaching, and as I said on Tuesday, this second half of the month is all about looking at how you're going to move forward now with the knowledge that you have around your fears and what steps you need to take to progress around that. On Tuesday, I asked you to look at how you're going to integrate everything that you've learned so far into the changes on a day-to-day level that you want. Yesterday in the WhatsApp group, I put in a little post and a question, which was, what have your fears taught you? And I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for all of you for being so open and sharing really what has come up for you. And the common theme that I found was that bringing an awareness to your fears and realizing some of them aren't as bad as what you think they may be, but also that there's a real awareness now and a recognition from yourselves of how those fears are impacting you, from stopping you from actually moving forward, making decisions based on fear. So choosing something in your life that's not good for you because you're fearful of a certain outcome. So this is really interesting because, as we kind of discussed it yesterday, the next part that came from that was really people asking, I need some practical steps on a day-to-day level of how to start to move past our fears. And that's really important to me because everything you talk about, I want to be able to give you the response to that and the help with that. So for today and into next week, as well as we finish up our last week next week on fears, I really want to talk about this because this is the whole point. You've learned stuff now, you've heightened your own personal awareness. So now it's important to say, okay, what am I going to do, not only to integrate the knowledge, but actually practically to move forward through these things? So the first thing that I would say that would be really helpful is to look at what the benefit would be. Okay, so we all know what's good for us. Okay, and we know when, so say for example, we all know that if we eat well and we sleep well, we're going to feel good. Okay, but when it comes to more emotional things, it can be difficult to see what the benefit of moving through a fear is, or stepping outside our comfort zone, or not sabotaging ourselves, or making decisions that are different. So for you to have a practical way of moving through your fears, you've got to feel that there's going to be some sort of a result there, or some sort of a reward for doing the hard work. And that's really what all of this comes down to. And even though you might see the reward, it then might be still hard for you to do that. But we'll deal with that in a moment. So what I want you to think about is, what is the benefit of moving through your fear? So if it's that you're holding yourself back from starting a relationship with somebody, if it's that you are choosing the wrong relationships because you don't want to be on your own, if it's that you're not going towards the things you want in your life, like a new job or moving to a new house or leaving a relationship or leaving situations or putting up boundaries with people because it feels just too difficult to do that, you have to say, okay, if I did do that, if I did take the step to go for that job that I want or go after what it is that I want, don't worry about how that's going to happen or what you need to do, but if you just did it, what do you think the benefit of that would be? We've got to see that there's some sort of reward or something good. What's your transformation going to feel like when it happens? Because when we're trying to convince ourselves and commit to something, there has to be some sort of peace and resolve and happiness and joy on the other side of that. So that's the first thing I want you to look at. What is going to be the benefit for me here? What's going to be my reward if I do that? Am I going to have healthier relationships? Am I going to have a nicer job, better finances? Am I going to feel emotionally more clear? What is going to be that step? Fear, as we've discussed over the last couple of weeks, our fears trigger us. We might respond or react to things in ways that we don't want to and end up making things more difficult for ourselves. So a benefit or reward would be around that would be, I'm not going to feel as anxious or panicked, and I'm not going to have more chaos following me. Things are going to feel more simpler and easier. As I always say, we're always going to deal with difficulties in our life. A lot of things are deep-rooted and some of them are just things that come up day to day. But either way, they still have the same impact on us, which is they don't make us feel good. And that can start to manifest itself in different ways. So focusing in on that reward is very important. The second thing you've got to think about is, okay, I know the reward. I know how good I'm going to feel. Now I'm going to get you to ask yourself, so why can I still not move through this fear? So you know that something's good. I'm going to go back to that thing at the start of, okay, I know that if I eat well and sleep well, I'm going to feel great. Why don't I do it all of the time? So there's a reason, there's a fundamental core emotional reason there. And if that comes back to, well, I actually don't like myself enough to treat myself well, therefore I won't step out of my comfort zone and do something that's better for me. So when you feel and understand what that is, then it's about really looking at that deeper emotional issue. General things it comes back to is not feeling good enough, not feeling that you're capable enough of doing something. So there's nearly a fear of failure. So it's like, I mightn't be doing exactly what I want to in life now, but if I try that and I fail that, I'm going to feel 10 times worse than I do right now. So it's better for me just to stay in the position that I'm in. And that's all about like our risk and what we have to do to try and progress. That goes back to looking at what the reward would be. And then the third part that I want you to look at is, what if you do fail? What if you try and make a step? So for example, you want a new relationship. You go for that new relationship and it turns out it's not the right person. You make a change and you go to the new job. Or you end a relationship and think, oh God, you know what? I shouldn't have done that, or the new job isn't great. What are you going to do then? What would you do if this, your worst fear came to pass? Because when we're looking at that, then it's about saying, okay, so we're three things we're looking at. The reward that we'll get or we'll feel that we would like, or the outcome that we would like to feel after we delve through our fear, push through our fear and progress. The second part is that even though we know what the reward and benefit is, we still feel like we can't do it because we don't feel good enough. There's some deeper emotional reason there. When you look at that deeper emotional reason and you say, okay, I understand the deeper emotional reason, now I'm going to look at how I'll feel if I go for that thing and I fail it, and the fear, it's not even the fear comes true, it's just it doesn't work out for you. What am I going to do? How am I going to pick myself up? I think one of the things, and this is what I was trying to say, if you're in the WhatsApp group, is that we always look at what we're stuck in. But very often we don't look at how we're going to get out of it. We don't look at why we should get out of it, what it's going to do for us. We stay stuck in that. We could stay stuck in that for years. I personally am somebody who is very much solution based. I'm not in a, like I'm very, can be very airy, very at times, and floaty sometimes, but I always have that practical part to say, like, I don't want to feel like this. So what's on the opposite side of that? It doesn't mean that it's easier for me than it is for anybody else. What's different is I make a choice. I still have the same fears, the same, you know, lack of confidence in certain parts of myself. But for me, feeling better is the ultimate goal. For me to feel good is exactly where I want to be and how I want to experience my life. And I know that I am in control of that happening. So when we look at these three factors, we have a better sense of, okay, when I understand these and I see, okay, yeah, I went and I did it and I failed. You'll pick yourself up and you will move yourself on. That's what we always do. How many times have you had to do that before? You may not want to do it again. You may say, I don't want to go through this again. So I've been going through, and this is just an example, like a lot of fertility treatment. You know, it's actually very private. So like I haven't really been talking about it because we haven't even shared it with our families. But I'm on to my fourth cycle now since October of IVF. I've had three cancel cycles where I've done the full injections and everything. And every cycle something has happened. So from October, 2 weeks after my dad died, until now, and I'm literally about to go into my fourth cycle of it. And every step of the way, of course, I'm like, why isn't this working? And all of that. But my ultimate thing is I need to see why this isn't working from an emotional place, as well as the physical. And physical stuff has had to get sorted out by the doctors, and that's fine. But what's the emotional reasons? Every single failed cycle I have, and I really mean this when I say it, I have said to myself, what is the emotional thing that's going on here? And with every single cycle that has been cancelled, something very deep and emotional and fear related has come up for me very, very strongly. And I have taken it on myself to say, okay, I'm going to sort these things out. And one of the reasons for that is because when I do get pregnant and I do become a parent, I want to be as clear on myself as possible for that child. I want to be in the best space that I can be to be a parent and to be a mother. And it's really important to me. So yes, it was frustrating, but I took it on as like, I'm not going to allow myself to get dragged down here, I got to keep myself moving. There's a natural fear of moving to a fourth cycle of, okay, this could happen again. But I've actually surrendered so much to that, to saying, okay, and if this happens again, there's something else there I need to learn. So I think sometimes we look at other people and we think, oh, sure, they've got that knowledge, or they can just do it, or it's easier for them. It's not easier for anyone. It's no easier for me than it is for you. I just have to actively work on it. And that's about choice. And this is where our own accountability comes in. And sometimes our brain is not wired to be motivated. We may need extra supports, therapies. We may even need, you know, medication, antidepressants to help us just be balanced. It doesn't matter what that is. It's about reaching out for the support to get us to that balanced place as much as we can. And then we take our own accountability and we take our own approach to saying, you know what, I have to choose something better for myself. And that's what you've got to look at with your fear. Do I choose the fear, or am I going to choose something better? You're afraid that the better thing won't happen. And this is why I was talking about IVF to you, because of course I want an outcome, which is a child. I'm 7 years trying to have a child. So how many times have I failed, in inverted commas, at this? How many times have things not worked out and I'm still going? I'm not pushing for it, by the way. I'm not like, this has to happen, this has to happen. I'm just going with everything that comes up. So of course, as a natural fear, it's not going to work. But my desire and my outcome and my reward feels a lot better than getting caught up in my fear and disappointment all the time. So I'll leave you with that for today. There's a lot in that, but think about it and really relate those three steps to where you are now and what's happening for you at this time, and get very, very clear on it. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.